Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Physics World Weekly Podcast, which is sponsored by One Physics. Our guest this week is James Giltz of One Physics. In a wide-ranging conversation with Physics World's Tammy Freeman, Giltz explains how the company provides comprehensive medical physics support for radiotherapy, from planning new centers through to ongoing clinical operations. That conversation is coming up after this message from our sponsor. One Physics is the USA's largest outsourced medical physics provider, trusted by over 4,000 clients. We proudly deliver diagnostic and therapy physics services, linear accelerator commissioning, dosimetry treatment planning, and radiation safety officer services nationwide. We are experts in medical physics services and radiation safety and can support your organization, whether you need annual physics testing to meet regulatory guidelines or are looking to implement a theranostics program. We are experts in all areas related to physics and radiation safety, with national scale and a local, relationship-driven approach. Our best-in-class physicists bring precision and personalized care to every facility we serve. In the world of medical physics, precision isn't optional. It's everything. One Physics, your trusted partner in medical physics, linear accelerator commissioning, and radiation safety. Learn more about our approach to radiation safety or schedule a personalized consultation at onephysics.com.
Radiation therapy is an essential component of cancer care and is used in the treatment of roughly half of all cancer patients. To ensure that these treatments are both safe and effective, it's critical that the linear accelerators, or LINACs, that deliver the radiation are as reliable, efficient, and accurate as possible. The US-based medical physics consultancy, One Physics, aims to help hospitals and cancer centers meet these goals by bringing together a team of highly trained expert medical physicists to provide a wide range of radiotherapy and diagnostic imaging physics services. I'm speaking today with medical physicist James Giltz, Director of Commissioning Services at One Physics, about the importance of LINAC commissioning and how the company works with healthcare organizations to optimize patient safety and clinical efficiency. Welcome to the podcast, James.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So could you start by giving a quick introduction to the services that One Physics offers and your role in the company?
Absolutely. So One Physics is a comprehensive medical physics services company. We like to do what I think some of my colleagues would call cradle-to-grave physics support. So we can support a center that is not open yet, all the way through its planning as it relates to physics, through its opening as they install machines, qualify them through either diagnostic or therapy services, and then provide continuing physics support while they're open, either with direct physics staffing, software tools, ancillary contracts, those sorts of things. My role in the company is to address some of those ancillary contracts and initial services. So my team comes in and commissions machines, performs shielding surveys, shielding design calculations, things of that nature.
Okay, so can you explain what LINAC commissioning actually involves? And why is it so important for radiotherapy-based cancer treatments?
Absolutely. I kind of want to answer those in the opposite order. LINAC commissioning is critical to any radiation therapy department because as the treatment teams are designing and delivering these care plans for patients, in order for those plans to be generated, a treatment planning system has to have a comprehensive model of the accelerator that's going to be used for treatment. And these models have to be as precise as possible so that we can take care of patients and treat them efficiently and effectively. What we have to do in order to achieve that is take a very, very large set of data about the beam coming out of the head of that machine. This is a data set that is more expansive than would be taken at any other time during the machine's life, taken with as many settings as practicable for that system.
So how can One Physics help in this commissioning process?
So we have a team that is dedicated to commissioning. This is staffed by physicists who are commissioning machines routinely and using tools and techniques that we've developed over the years as we have commissioned more accelerators than any other group in America. This team spends a great deal of time and effort mastering this process and learning for exactly what they should be looking for, how these machines should be reacting, and the consequences of various measurements behaving differently than expected, and what that could mean for the system, whether the machine needs to be retuned, recalibrated, or whether it can be modeled effectively and safely. We also have so much data from the machines that we've commissioned that we can check all of the machines we commission in a sort of three-pass methodology. We compare the machine against our own internal aggregates, which are representative data sets from the machines that we've collected historically. We can compare them against the vendor representative data, so the data that the vendors believe is their representative machine. And then we also do a comprehensive point-by-point comparison from their own treatment planning system. Once we've built the model, we calculate all of the fields, all of the output factors that we took during measurement, and do a direct comparison to ensure that the model is as precise as possible to reality.
Okay, and what was the benefits for a hospital or a cancer center of using a third-party commissioning service, for example, rather than the on-site physicists just doing this work themselves?
That's a great question. There's a lot of advantages depending on what that hospital is specifically looking for. One of the big ones that is important in the modern day of healthcare, as costs are getting tightened, constraints are increasing, is that we are so proficient at doing this work that we have very rapid turnarounds for these commissioning jobs. A typical site physicist who maybe is performing a commissioning once every 10, 15 years is going to rightly take a very long time to take these measurements and double check their work and be as diligent as they're able to be with their relative lack of experience in the medium. We typically complete commissionings in a 2 to 3 day time frame, collecting all of the data, building the treatment models, and validating those models, and then hand it back to the site physicist to do their final end-to-end testing. This can get clinics online much faster than they would be if they were using internal services. And then secondarily to that, there are concerns, I would say, if you have an on-site physicist who does not have the experience that a dedicated third-party commissioning team has, that doesn't have the sets of data to compare to that we have, where mistakes could slip in to the data. Something could get calculated incorrectly, an error could be made in measurement, and it's much harder for the standalone on-site physicist to identify those faults. That is part of why it rightly takes them so long to accomplish the work. Even with that extra time that they spend, there are literally thousands of data points that they need to be checking and verifying. It's very easy for something to slip through.
And is it also important that the client uses an independent provider to commission a LINAC?
Absolutely. I think one of the pillars of the medical physics community is, you know, independent third-party checks. Most clinics, whether through regulation or just good practice, use something like IROC that does a third-party output validation of their machines. you know, their on-site physicist, I'm sure, is doing good work and is doing the best that they can when they calibrate the Linacs, but we're all human and can make mistakes. So having that third-party check of IROC gives confidence to the clinic, to the physicist that's on-site, and ultimately to the patients that their machines are calibrated correctly. In the same way, a third-party commissioning service, especially one that goes through the extra effort to check it against as many data sets as possible, can provide a great deal of comfort to the facility and to the on-site physics that their machine is modeled well.
Okay, so One Physics uses, they have some proprietary software, a tool called Quadrant. What's this? How does it work and what advantages does it offer?
Yeah, so Quadrant is a software that was developed many, many years ago. I guess the first version of Quadrant was developed many years ago, specifically for some of these reasons. My predecessor, Mark DeWeese, was going around the country commissioning machines more than I think most people would be willing to in the modern era. He gave up a lot of his time, a lot of his personal life to commission the swath of machines that he had experience with. But as a lot of people did historically, before some of these new technologies got developed, he was still performing a lot of the analysis for these data in Excel sheets and, you know, manual reviews of Microsoft Office documents where he had to just look and check with his eyes to confirm these things. At some point, he realized that this was just a very tedious, error-prone process, and that even though he was very good at it, very experienced, and he knew what he was looking for, again, he was a human, and something like that is the highest risk point for someone performing commissionings. So he hired software developers and custom created software that would specifically take the data that we take from these water tanks and analyze it at speed with the precision of a computer so that it could kick out variations, errors, odd readings, and give objective full field analysis of all of the data so that he initially could be individually confident in what he was doing. We've since developed that software to be incredibly powerful. We're able to use it to analyze and process data faster than anyone else, and to a much greater extent. Our database can process hundreds of thousands of points in seconds and provide large-scale reports for clients and for us.
So this is what you'd always use if someone from One Physics goes to do the commissioning. They'd always use the Quadrant tool.
Absolutely. Quadrant is integral to the work of, I would say in general, it's integral to the work of most physicists at One Physics, regardless of what service they're providing. But certainly on the commissioning and ancillary services team, Quadrant is absolutely integral to what we do. You know, some of our commissioning physicists might be working very long days to get all of this data collected in a timely manner, 10 to 12 hours. And we have the software that as we're working, if one of the team does do something stupid, as we are also humans, the software will alert us immediately to that and say, you know, hey, this reading you just took doesn't make sense. Are you sure? Go back and look at it again. And now we don't have to worry about, oh man, did we accidentally upload, a 10x beam as a 15x beam? And now we have to do secondary analysis, maybe come back to site. All of that stopped in advance. We get a near immediate feedback to a high level of precision about, is this data good? Is this data representative of this type of machine? Is this something we can use to model?
And you mentioned a couple of times that it makes the commissioning faster. Why is that so important for healthcare centers?
So speed, again, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but the way that the healthcare industry is moving nowadays with changing to reimbursements and just kind of general production requirements that hospitals need to stay profitable, to stay solvent, whether they're for-profit or not-for-profit, they need to be operating the high-value services like radiation oncology as much as practicable. So, you know, you can imagine you're some hospital, you've spent $10, $15, $40 million opening up this new cancer center. That's a very large line item on your book. And you need to recover that money to stay solvent. You need to perhaps be independent of the financial aspect. This community has a need for cancer care. You know, maybe this is a rural center that's hours away from the nearest major metropolitan area where these services are available. And you have patients now that need therapy. By using a very fast and efficient third-party service like OnePhysics, we can take that maybe four-week timeline that your site physicist might be using and compress it into only a few days. We work over weekends. So as you know, maybe the machine installer finishes on a Thursday or Friday, we'll be there all weekend taking that data, modeling the machine. And frequently we're able to hand the data book and models back to the site the following Monday so that they can get going and get ready for treatment.
Excellent. So, and then once the LINAC is being used to treat patients, can Quadrant be used after commissioning for other things?
Yes, in fact, that's something that, again, I've mentioned that Quadrant continued to get developed over time. One of the things we realized once we had this database of the initial commissioning data that we took on these machines was that our periodic QA that Physics performs either monthly or annually, the reference that we always set is to the initial commissioning data. You know, we want to confirm that the machine is not drifting away from that information that was entered into the treatment planning system. We want it to be consistent day after day, year after year. Well, given the fact that we have that initial data, we realized that it would be very easy to construct different tools and utilities to perform some of these required tests that you see in documents like TG142 and have a instant accurate comparison to the original commissioning data. So we've developed that configuration within Quadrant, which also helps us to either on some of the sites that we provide physics service directly or some sites that reach out to us to take off some of the QA load from them and perform either monthly or annual QAs. We can perform those periodic QAs also at speed to a high level of objective accuracy, referencing their commissioning systems.
So, and you mentioned that, so OnePhysics also offers, as well as commissioning, you offer services such as annual and monthly QA. Are there any other services within radiotherapy?
Yes, absolutely. So I think that we try to be as much of a one-stop shop as we can, right? So from an ancillary contract perspective, we absolutely offer monthly and annual QA services as needed. This is becoming a more common ask as the shortage of medical physicists is really constraining the available efforts of local physicists. We can take these 40 plus hour QAs and compress them into a weekend so that your site physicist doesn't have to spend that time and can instead focus on their local patients. But we also offer various validations for sites that maybe want to get into stereotactic treatment that were not originally intended for that. We can come in, work on that system, quantify it, provide good recommendations and new sets of specific small field data so that they can treat some of these smaller, more aggressive lesions. We perform shielding surveys and analyses. So if something happens or we're installing new equipment, we'll come out and do a comprehensive shielding evaluation that's compliant with NCRP 151 and provide that so that the physicist doesn't have to go back and pick up a bunch of meters and design their survey. We have systems set in place to do it at speed.
So you've got quite a broad portfolio of services there. Is it mostly the smaller clinics that are looking to outsource these medical physics services?
You know, it's a combination, honestly. And I think that different people outsource for different reasons. As you mentioned, oftentimes it is these small clinics. There's a center that I recently was assisting with annual QAs that is in a very rural area of the South, and they have a physicist that has to drive 3 hours one day a week to provide them some amount of physics service because there is just no one else out there. That physicist is doing that in addition to his normal weekly workload at the center that he works at in the more major metropolitan area. So he's already stretched incredibly thin. This is someone who does not have the time or capacity to perform annual QAs for this clinic, despite their desire to help. So we're filling that gap in that rural community so that they can continue to provide quality cancer care. But on the flip side, we've also had contracts with some major universities for commissioning work or for shielding work, for example. And I think the biggest bit of feedback I get from those institutions is that they did want a third-party service of experts to come in so that they didn't make an error, right? These are physicists that are working constantly, but they're working constantly in a very high stress, very high throughput environment, working on direct chart checks, patient care, these kinds of things. And they haven't commissioned a machine in 15 years. They don't want their machine to end up coming out with an error just because of an oversight. And so they come to us for that independence, for that quality that they know that they don't have to worry about what it's going to be. And we're going to give them all of that data to review so they can have the utmost level of confidence in their systems while they're working these incredibly long hours.
Okay. And so you've mentioned that there's sort of a shortage of on-site medical physicists in some areas. Is this a trend that you're seeing within medical physics?
Absolutely. So there's been a shortage kind of, I used to say there's a shortage on the horizon. Ever since the residency requirement got put into place to get boarded in medical physics, which was very necessary. It was necessary to make sure that the quality of physicists that were around was of a certain level so that everyone could feel safe in the physics support and expertise that they were getting. But that requirement created a bottleneck. And the amount of physicists that can enter residencies and complete them each year is now below the threshold that really that the industry needed to kind of maintain full physics staffing throughout the entire country. And so now we're starting to see, as physicists have retired and as the general shift of the labor force has moved in that direction, there's simply not enough bodies to cover all of the cancer centers throughout the country that we need to take care of these patients. That's not something that's easy to solve. There are a lot of organizations that are working as hard as they can to try and get more quality physicists out into the market so that we can fill this need. But at the moment, I think anyone who's been trying to hire recently will note it's a challenge, especially if you're in a rural area, to find someone who is even willing to talk to you to come out. There's just not enough of us.
Gosh, and this is due to this residency requirement that you mentioned.
I think that was the initial driving force. Again, it's a very important requirement. You know, very historically, when we were doing cobalt teletherapy, there wasn't nearly as much to medical physics. But as time has gone on, as technology has increased so much, there really is a requirement for a reinforced stout education for physicists that are practicing in the field. The residency requirement makes sense. I myself actually am a residency instructor in a partnership with a university, and there are a large amount of physicists that are working very hard to produce as many quality residents as we can. But again, the field is just so complex, and there are so many places throughout the country that need physics support that we're running into a shortage.
So, I mean, final question, you know, with this increased need for medical physicists, what are the opportunities for those interested in working in this field? Does one physics have any residency programs it can help with?
We do. We do. As I mentioned, I'm an instructor in a residency program that is partnered with the university specifically. So I'm, you know, technically in a university residency system. But One Physics, separately from that, has, I believe, 4 residencies in therapy and 1 in diagnostic physics. And they're expanding as much as we can make them. There's a significant push from the administration of One Physics, recognizing this need in the community, to increase the amount of quality physicists that are being produced. We've hired medical physics assistants at some centers where that makes sense, that are folks that are trying to get into the field. And we've spent a fair amount of time attempting to leverage those medical physics assistants into our residencies. I think that's a common experience for people who graduate with their degree and don't immediately match to a residency. They end up being a medical physics assistant. We try and find people who are qualified in this way, give them some additional kind of on-the-job training, and then leverage them into residencies and try and get them trained so that we can get them boarded and have them actively participating in the field of medical physics at the highest capacity.
Excellent. So the company is sort of helping to train the medical physicists of the future.
As much as we can. Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, well, that's great. Well, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Indeed. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That was James Giltz of One Physics in conversation with Physics World's Tammy Freeman. I'm Hamish Johnston, and our producer is Fred Isles. The music for this episode is called 137, and it was composed and performed by the physicist Philip Moriarty. One Physics is the USA's largest outsourced medical physics provider, trusted by over 4,000 clients. We proudly deliver diagnostic and therapy physics services, linear accelerator commissioning, dosimetry treatment planning, and radiation safety officer services nationwide. We are experts in medical physics services and radiation safety, and can support your organization, whether you need annual physics testing to meet regulatory guidelines or are looking to implement a theranostics program. We are experts in all areas related to physics and radiation safety, with national scale and a local, relationship-driven approach. Our best-in-class physicists bring precision and personalized care to every facility we serve. In the world of medical physics, precision isn't optional. It's everything. One Physics, your trusted partner in medical physics, linear accelerator commissioning, and radiation safety. Learn more about our approach to radiation safety or schedule a personalized consultation at onephysics.com.